Mini me.
Day one. See, every time I goes on a diet, I remember all the diets that I've gone before. Like old illnesses, they come with memories of intense sadness. This time it's going to work. I'm telling you why. It's working because my dedication is up there, optimum, second to none. I've tested myself and my answers are all, aye! I'm all across it. I tried not to get too doon this morning when I got out the old exercise bra for the previous diet and was shocked to find my knockers didn't fit into it. So first up, and as a matter of urgency, I had to heave myself to the sports shop. I says to the girl, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're supposed to be supporting people to get healthy. And now you are discriminating. No support for over 36 DD. And I says, it's a scandal. The girl looks at me like she despises me when she doesn't even know me, and she's saying on repeat, no, my problem, no, my problem. And I says to her, what's the matter with you? Are you on a low vocab diet? And she just clamps her mouth shut, folds her arms and stares, just stares, cool as the bloody cucumbers I'm having to masticate. Tricky word, that. So I just had to leave the sporty shop, waddle out with as much dignity as I could muster. I hears her shout after me, sort your head out, weirdo. But I resisted the urge to go back and have it out with her. I have more to worry me than ratty lassies in retail therapy. Next up, I tries Marks for support and finds a nice woman who has a whiff o' less about her and appears to enjoy taking my measurements. I leaves Marks at 2 with the bra in my bag, black and stretchy. It won't be too long till I get back into the old sports bra. This one's a wee go-between. But then my tummy rumbles. Shopping is pure knackering. I'm not meaning to be funny, but even going up the escalator tires me out. I have to hit that first step hopping. I'm going to have to start this diet tomorrow. I'm pure starving now, while we're having to go in search of a boulder holder, and all I had for breakfast was a pink grapefruit, which has not exactly put the lining in my stomach. It may have felt like it took the lining off my stomach. They say coffee and tea are negative waters, well, the grapefruit is a negative fruit. So I goes and has myself a cafe latte. The skim milk is more fattening if you're on a diet, so I believe this is a conundrum, and an almond croissant. They don't even pretend to have skinny almond croissants. Though they do have skinny muffins, I mean, please! You might as well stick some blueberries into an empty egg carton and have done with it. Day one. I didn't bother recording my intimate thoughts for the rest of yesterday. I reckoned it couldn't count as a dieting day, but today is Tuesday and first things first, the scales. I'm new heavier than I was yesterday morning due to the croissants, the Big Mac, the spag bowl, the deep fried Mars bar, the Chinese carryout, the bumper bag of crisps. I was a bit sickened. I've got to the stage where I look at myself in the mirror and say, how did you let yourself go? But I can't be hanging around asking existential questions. Is the self something that can be let go? And if so, can you still be standing? Nope. Got to keep up my momentum and be true to my vision when I started this brand new diet. I could see myself slim. That's what I have to do when I'm trying to shed stones. I have to carry a mini me inside my mind's eye. A wee me. I gave myself the figure of Michelle Obama. To look like her, I have to give myself some extra inches in height. It's doable. Getting fit makes you taller too. I have to believe she's possible, this mini me. And before she's even here, what you have to say is, this is it this time. You're going to hang on to her. You're not going to let her go, right? It's no getting the weight down that's a problem. It's the third woman that comes along when you've reached your goal, trying to reach havoc. It's the third woman I'm ready for when she just saunters up and just starts adding things slowly, creepily. A wee scone here, a wee tatty there, a wee tatty scone, a toty knob of butter. It's very hard to say. I'm trying to keep an eye out for her. I'm into this diary so as I can chart and maintain the loss. Aye, diets are mere like bereavements. What happens to me when I shed a shitload of stones is that I feel sad for the old fat girl who used to stare sadly into the mirror trying to do something with herself. Truth is, I'm a bit of an alien when I'm skinny. I don't recognise myself suddenly old, suddenly miserable looking. At least I look happy, fat. At least you can still look young when you're overweight, a wee bit of a cherub in your cheeks. So that's the other thing this time. I'm going to have a wee ceremony for the old fat me, just like I would if she died. And this time I'm going to bag up the clays and put some into Oxfam, some into Red Cross, and some into Elderly Care. So I really, truly am spreading myself thin. But I'm no there yet. I'm on day one, which should really be day two. But I'm not going to judge. That's the other thing. Get rid of the judgmental voice inside your own head. This time, all the clothes are going the minute they're loose. I'm getting well rid. It's all about loss. Everything is all about loss. The last time, the time when I actually joined Weight Watchers, I used to look forward to the weigh-in. If Sandra said, good for you, Patricia, you've lost 4 pounds, it was better than a night out at the bingo. But Weight Watchers is near the answer. They say things like, good news, this week you can have a bowl of Cocoa Pops. I mean, come on. You're supposed to wet yourself with excitement. The wow factor in a bowl of Cocoa Pops. Come on. Back to the clothes. I'm never ever again going to sneakily keep them in a suitcase under my bed for the return of the big lassie. No way. Nor am I going back to the charity shops hunting around for my old clothes, telling myself I'm double donating to console. That doesn't work. It doesn't work and it reduces morale. That's what the dieter needs more than anything, morale. It's a hard thing to nail on day one, I'm telling you, because your self-esteem is shot to pieces. And who are you going to blame? All the snooty-nosed people that look down at you, sneakily eyeing your midriff. All the people that talk to you like you're stupid when you're no stupid, like your brain's slow because your walk's slow. All the skinny judgmentals, they're the disturbed ones. Tell you why, because they can't take their eyes off my fat arse, that's why.